So, just a couple of notes on Rio, which is the new Fox animated movie from, as I'm looking up right now, Blue Sky, the guys who did Ice Age, Robots, and that other film, Hort and His or Who. That's the other one they did. And this is an animated film about a couple of macaws in Rio de Janeiro. That's, the bird. The plot is that Jesse Eisenberg plays a macaw. He's taken away to snowy Minnesota when he's a kid, and Leslie Mann looks after him like she's a person, not a bird. And then some crazy ornithologist dude turns up, takes him back down to Rio because his species is going to be extinct and he has to mate with this other macaw. But of course, he doesn't want to leave, and Leslie Mann wants her bird back because they've formed this weird partnership over all these years. But he goes down there, and hijinks ensue. And the other bird is voiced by Anne Hathaway, and I'm a fan of hers. I think, especially even after the Oscars, which everyone hated the Oscars, but I think that was more Franco's fault than her fault, and you can't blame her for not trying. She has this energy. And Jesse Eisenberg is quite hilarious doing his thing. He's not Mark Zuckerberg in this movie. He's kind of an awkward doof who doesn't know, he doesn't know how to be a bird, basically. He doesn't know how to seduce Anne Hathaway, who he obviously likes. And he's just a bit of a klutz. And there's a bunch of other characters voiced by various people. Jane Lynch is there somewhere. Jamie Foxx, will.i.am. Best is Jermaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords. He's like the nasty, evil cockatoo, crazy-looking bird. And he has this song in the movie, which, when I first heard it, I could have sworn was written as a Flight of the Conchords song. Or at least the lyrics were contributed by him. It's like a rap that this bird does. Because the rhymes in the song are just bang on Flight of the Conchords. So that's pretty funny. Cliche, this is not Pixar, but it's not it's an okay animated movie. Pretty forgettable. It looks the panoramas of Rio de Janeiro look fantastic, really beautiful. Makes me want to go to Rio, actually. There's some ridiculous moments that it doesn't maintain the universe it sets up. What's so great about Pixar is that each movie doesn't have all these other references or these random interludes that take away from the reality of it. Ratatouille is in that universe, its own universe. Wall-E is, so is Up. Whereas this is just kind of middling. It has too many, like the fact that the Jermaine Clement bird starts singing in the middle of it for no reason. It's amusing, but it's not Pixar, it's its own thing. Jesse Eisenberg and Anne Hathaway are quite an amusing couple, even if they're look like two giant blue tropical birds. And this is a fun movie. I wouldn't say you rush out and see it at the cinemas, but if it's on TV, you're probably not going to turn it off. If that's faint praise, if there ever was some.